Now, Boris Johnson's government is refusing to give full diplomatic status to the EU ambassador to London, a move that was criticised by Fine Gael TD Neil Richmond as absolutely petty when he raised it in the Dáil last night. And this happens as Michel Barnier has warned about the border and trade disruptions that Brexit cannot mean business as usual. David O'Sullivan is the former EU ambassador to the United States. David O'Sullivan, good morning to you. Neil Richmond says it's absolutely petty. Is this just a petty diplomatic spat, or is it more significant in your view?
Well, good morning, Anya. And yes, look, I was just listening to your previous commentary. It's almost embarrassing, isn't it, with the crisis facing the country and Europe of the pandemic and all the problems associated, that we even have to have this kind of conversation about the diplomatic status. It is very petty. It's very small-minded. I don't know why the UK government has chosen to take this issue up in the normal course of events. The new European ambassador to London would have been accorded full diplomatic status, as is the case all around the world, in 140 or more countries. So I really don't understand what is the point of suddenly making an issue of this, unless, as you say, it's trying to send a signal that the United Kingdom doesn't actually want the best of relations with the European Union as such, which I sincerely hope would not be the case.
We were talking to Tom Wright from the Brookings Institution in Washington yesterday. He's been tweeting that this move by London will not go down well with the new Biden administration and the White House.
Well, Tom would know that better than I, but I think the general perception would be, what is the point? This is just a kind of small-minded, narrow kind of, you know, trying to score a point. Why? You know, I can't even imagine, frankly, that anyone in the UK would even have noticed if the UK, the new European Union ambassador, was treated in the normal way. I can't imagine people on the streets complaining about this, you know? So it really is hard to understand. And unfortunately, you know, your listeners may be thinking, my goodness, what does this matter? In protocol terms, these things do send signals. They send a message as to how you regard the relations with the country or organization concerned. And I think treating the EU in this way does send an unfortunate message from the British government as to how they want that relationship to go forward.
And it's bad tactics, isn't it, when we have, you know, Scottish fishermen up in arms because they can't export their fish, musicians can't tour. The message from Brussels, on the other hand, we heard Michel Barnier, this is what Brexit means. There's still a lot of talking and good relations need doing if these trade problems are to be fixed in any way.
Absolutely. And the EU ambassador in London would be an important channel of communication, as will be the case for the British ambassador in Brussels. And as you say, that there are a lot of things still to be sorted out between us. The GCA, which was finally agreed on Christmas Eve, is not the end of the story. It's you know, at best the end of the beginning, but there's still so much work that will need to be done to try and make this relationship work more smoothly. We need good functioning diplomatic channels, and this approach by the British government is definitely not going to help that.
You had a similar experience yourself, David O'Sullivan, didn't you, during the Trump presidency, when they wanted to take the EU down a peg or two, isn't that right?
Yes, it was slightly different, because they didn't want to actually affect my diplomatic status as such, but they wanted to affect my protocol ranking and put me constantly at the bottom of the list. Yeah, it was another, frankly, you know, another petty spat, which was probably got much more coverage than it justified, but people did get quite upset about it, and it was finally rectified. The Trump administration actually reversed their position, and my successor was reinstated into that position. So the problem was solved.
Let's hope this one is too. David O'Sullivan, Indeed. Thank you for your time this morning. It's 7:30.